بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الإخلاص وإحضار النية في جميع الأعمال والأقوال والأحوال البارزة والخفية. This is the first chapter of the kitab, and it is with regard to ikhlas, sincerity. Sincerity, as we all understand and know, is to do only for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the highest form of the sincerity is that we don't look at our own benefit also. Like, for example, if a person reads Ayatul Kursi for protection, so easy, he should ask himself, am I reading it for Allah's pleasure or if I'm reading it for my protection? So though it is 100% permissible and we are commanded to read, for example, Ayatul Kursi, various other things we do for our protection, that is 100% permissible. But the highest is that we do those amal which are solely for Allah's pleasure. Whether we derive benefit of it or not, many things we do also because our nafs enjoys it. Our ibadat also we do, we should see whether we are, because we are doing it because I enjoy it. I must make tahajjud one day, for example, now I'm feeling bad, not because Allah is, I was doing it for Allah, but because I'm not getting that pleasure now. So actually, the highest form is that a person, whether he enjoys this ibadat, he does not enjoy it, he gets benefit of it of dunya, or he does not get benefit, but he does it only for the pleasure of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. To save oneself from Jahannam also, that also we are doing it for ourselves, which we have to do. But to do things or to acquire Jannah, that also we are doing it for our pleasure. Then it is 100% permissible and we are commanded to make dua for Jannah and we get protected from Jahannam. But to do any and everything, not also even for Jannah, to get Jannah or to save ourselves from Jahannam, but just to please Allah Ta'ala. And we are totally, if we employ somebody, we expect his full work, his time of his work to be given to us, not to be spent on the cell phone, not to be doing something else. He must be just working for us. He's only a worker. We are only paying him his salary. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has created us, who controls everything of us, every moment of ours. So we in turn have to serve Allah just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So that ikhlas has to come into us. وَإِحْذَارِ النِّيَّةِ. And whenever we do anything, our niyat must be present also. One is a person starts doing something, for its sunnat, for example. We're stepping out of the masjid with the left foot. But then we are sort of get automated. We sort of get, it is just like computerized now. Now we don't think anymore that it is sunnat. Now it is just a habit. So the niyat must be present. And if we do it with the niyat of sunnat, then there are those great, great rewards. And if we're just doing it like out of habit, or just as we were trained, we were small, we were trained like that to take things with the right hand, give things with the right hand, but our niyat is not sunnat. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, it isn't also void of benefit. There is benefit in it. But the actual value of it is when we do it with that niyat of sunnat. We came, we perform fajr, not just that it's a habit that every day I get up, this time I come, but with this, that it's my Allah's command. And now I'm going to fulfill the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. There is great, much, much more greater ibadat in that. One day we came, for example, we made niyat that I'm doing it only for the pleasure of Allah. I'm going for my fajr, it's cold, whatever. But I'm not worried how I feel. Allah must be happy. And one day we just came, the alarm clock rang, we got up, and we just like sort of automated, and we did everything. There is a world of difference between the 2 days of ibadat. So ihdar in niyah, to make our niyat present, is a very, very great thing, and we should train ourselves to make niyat. We go and sleep at night, make niyat also. Ya Allah, it's your command to sleep, I'm sleeping for your pleasure. And then that whole night sleep is also ibadat. Our whole day is earning our rosy, and we make niyat, Ya Allah, it's your command, I must earn rosy. And then that on that niyat, that whole whole days, 8 hours, 10 hours we spend in our businesses, whatever, will be also ibadat. And if we're just doing it just like a ritual, just like a customary thing, then there isn't that reward. A person gets married and he gets married for life. His marriage will, till the end of his life, 60 years he was married. But his niyat was the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, your command, and the sunnah of your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That whole life of his nikah is in ibadat. But if he got married, just it's customary, now I'm grown up, I have to settle down now. My parents are telling me, you must settle down now. So I decided I must settle down. So we're just doing it as a thing in society, as a thing which is like sort of natural, not as a thing as the command of Allah. And the other great benefit, if we do all this as the command of Allah, then we'll do it in the correct way. When our niyat is correct, our amal will also be correct. If we do, for example, we get married, our nikah, but we just as a thing of society, as a thing or that you are grown up, you must get married, then we will see in most cases that the wedding of ours also is almost contrary totally to sunnah and sharia. Because we didn't do it with the niyat of sunnah and the command of Allah. We did it just that I've grown up, now I have to get married, so we do it also in our way. So therefore, this is very important, fi jami' al-a'mal. In all our actions, the niyat, there must be sincerity and ihdhari niyat. We must make our niyat present. Wal aqwal, when we speak also, that I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. Then we'll see how much our speech, our talking is cut down. When we haven't got that, we're just blabbering away all the time, and we don't know what we are doing in our talking alone. Wal ahwal al bariza wal khafiya, and all our conditions, whether they are open, public, or whether they are private, secretly what we are doing, everything, there must be sincerity and our niyat must be present. So as we read in the forward, all this is for us to guide us in our whole life, the guidelines. If we bring this into our lives, then we will see already right from the niyat where we will reach and what we can achieve. And many great people who have achieved greatness was merely on the intention. They corrected this first part and they made the niyat correct. Allah Ta'ala, they rose to high stages. And if our niyat is not there, whole life we are making amal, or if our niyat is wrong, if we're doing it for name, fame, etc., whole lifetime's great efforts, but niyat was not correct, and everything is destroyed. May Allah give us tawfiq that in everything we make our niyat correct.